Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is your host, Coach Carrie, also known as Carrie Herndon. And if you are just now joining me, it is such a pleasure to be back on air doing my Blog Talk Radio show. I took a break for some time, and I'm excited to be back, and I'm more excited that I have you, everyone who's listening in live or those who will listen in at a later time. I'm so grateful and thankful to have you joining me and listening in as I make my way back. So I hope you're able to enjoy the show today and future shows, and please stay with me for as we get started and get back into the groove of things. So as we get started, let's just set the intention with just shalom, right? Just peace. And again, thank you for joining me today. Today's show was prompted with such urgency this week. If you follow me on social media, friends with me on social media, and you can find me at Carrie Herndon or at Kamaya Inspires. And I'll share with you a little bit more on another show about Kamaya, the name, what it is, because that's a whole other transition, and just everything that's going on with inside of my world. But that's for another time. Today, because we're just doing a quick show, because as I said, it was something that was placed on my heart at the top of this week because of two different events that I did this past weekend, dealing with domestic violence and also dealing with mental health awareness. And both of them were events where one addressed awareness within domestic violence awareness. There you go. So I was a speaker at a tea where we discussed domestic violence, what it is, bringing more awareness to our community and women of color and women, period, but especially an emphasis for me that is on a woman of color. Then I transitioned into another event bringing more awareness, but this time in the area of mental health. And so as I sat back after the weekend was over, looking at both of these separate events where I was speaking to bring awareness, and it just hit me that with everything that is happening in our world, dealing with bringing awareness to different plights that people are facing, I have to do this show because there's so much and I'm so full with information and resources and just wanting to ensure that my particular listening audience, those of you who have been with me for so many years, and I greatly appreciate you and I thank you, and those who are new to listening to me and my platform, Living Life on Purpose, and LIFE is an acronym for me. It truly is. I try to live my life with this particular acronym that I'm going to share with you, and that is to intentionally live inspired and fulfilled every single day. Stuff is going to happen. There's always going to be something that's going to happen that could potentially just either sideswipe you, mess your day up, get you caught up. We just never, ever know what is going to, you know, happen. So, but the more settled we are with inside of ourselves, then it helps us with ensuring that I can live my very best life. And again, living life intentionally fulfilled and inspired every single day because it takes intention. So back to this awareness and why I had this urgency to do this show today and bring some insight because of everything that's going on. So I live in Sacramento, California, and that's where I'm from. And about a month ago, there was a young man who was shot 20 times by police officers who thought that he had some type of weapon, which come to find out it was nothing but a cell phone. And without going into the story too deeply, most of us who are listening are very, very, very aware of Stephon Clark and everything going on around it, but where I personally fit in, why is this an issue for me outside of the fact that I am a brown-skinned woman and I do have three males, and seeing everything that's going on with inside of my community, it raises so many different flags with inside of me as a mom, as a wife, as a woman, and what is it that I can do? I firmly believe that all of us have a part to play with inside of our society in making it be a greater place for all of us. We each have a specific role. I do believe that before the foundations of this world, that we were all, an assignment was given to all of us, purpose was given to us. I do believe that we are spirits who just happen to live in bodies to dwell in this space that we call Earth. I believe that we were created by a being that is much greater, much bigger, much more than any one of us could ever fathom. I do believe that that creator is our Elohim, and does go by the name, is of the name, I should say, of Yah. And with inside of that, he created all of us. He put purpose and intention in a plan for each one of us that ultimately fits into a even greater cosmological plan, and it's very intricate, and each of us has a very specific role and a very specific part. Because of the fall in Genesis, I would refer you back to reading your Torah, your first five books of your Bible, so that you have more insight of what I'm saying, and even the direction of life on purpose for 2018 and what we're doing and those who are on this journey and where we're being led. Because I'm not driving. I'm just a passenger with everyone else who's excited and enticed by just everything that's going on around us today. Nevertheless, each of us plays a big role, a significant role inside of the body, and we are familiar with that term from those of us who have gone to church, been involved in church, whether you lived a Christian lifestyle, Christian beliefs, churchianity, whatever, then we are very, very familiar with the term that our Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, as we will call, because I do choose to use his name, his actual name. And we do believe that we are part of the body of Messiah, and with us being a part of the body, I do believe that it's important for each of us to understand what role we play with inside of the body. If you're not a foot, then you need to know that. If you're not a toe, you need to know that. If you're an arm, you do need to know what part of the function of the arm that you play so that you can be the most effective at the role that you have been given with inside of the entire body. Why is this important? Well, whenever there's any type of disturbance, omission, if there's something that needs to be done, if we are to carry out any type of agenda, movement of some sort, and collectively we're coming together as a team, and this is for any type of team activity or any type of activity in which people are trying to galvanize others for a particular event, cause, idea, whatever. Everyone has to understand that they play a specific part. Whatever your gifts and your talents are, that will enable you to perform at your maximum potential, which then assists the entire movement, the entire body of whatever it is, the goal that collectively we've come together to achieve. Here's where the problem lies. Most of us don't understand who we are, what our purpose is. We believe we have some idea of the gifts and talents that we do possess, but because of life and because of different circumstances, maybe it's your upbringing. For most of us, it is our upbringing. Maybe instead of your gifts that were in you, who you are by nature, that stuff wasn't cultivated. So instead of it being cultivated, everything that was going on around you began to shape you. And as those things were shaping you and other people's perceptions and ideas being planted inside of you, that's what became nurtured. Not what was originally intended for you, but the projections and ideas and suggestions of others. So, again, with inside of that dilemma, your purpose, your passion, those things that make you uniquely you get drowned. They get muddled because that wounded individual, because believe me, there's wounds that are taking place. There's stripes that are being taken place because anytime that we buck against a system, we go against the grain of what is quote-unquote normal with inside of our households, that very first place, our learning place of instruction, then as a child, that very young heart and that mind, it gets wounded because it's not able to truly be and express and learn in a state that it naturally should be able to. Then you grow up, you become this adult who's been severely handicapped because of your perceptions, your ideals, your beliefs, and everything that you believe you should be intuitively has been squished and squashed. And now you see through the lenses of the particular caregivers that help shape who you are. So here we are today, living in this space with people who are have the desire to do something, who have misguided passion, misguided purpose with very little information. And then if we go back to what it is that our instruction book, which is our Bible, our Torah, and it tells us that without any knowledge, without any, what happens when you have people who have no knowledge, you have no vision, you have no idea where you come from, where you're going, how to even create a plan? There's doom and there's destruction. Without vision, the people perish. We perish for a lack of what? Knowledge. And so whenever we have no idea who we are, where we're going, what we're connected to, it makes it very difficult to connect with anybody with it to an overall greater, bigger purpose and agenda that really is that we fit in part of anyway. That's what we want to do. We want to break away from that to begin to live a life with intention so that today, in the face of everything that's going on around us, we know without a doubt for certain what role we play, who we are, most importantly, whom we belong to, and how to identify if maybe I'm not connected to the right group. How do I identify if maybe I'm not connected spiritually with the right teachers? Possibly I'm not connected with the right mentors. And even possibly because of this disconnect that I have going on, I'm not really tapped in to who I am, what it is that I desire, what it is that I truly want, the life that I really want. I see that there's something bigger than me. I want to play a role. But if I hear you right, Carrie, Kamaya, then maybe, possibly, I need to go back to the drawing board. And that's what I want to do with our time that we have left. And let me also say that whenever I do reference Kamaya, that I'm not speaking as, like, I got another personality or something bizarre and weird, nothing like that, but sidebar, even for myself, because I do believe that each and every day, and every year, that we should be striving for up-leveling ourselves. I posted something on one of my social media pages and said that I am my own coach and my competition. I don't limit myself. I don't put myself in a box, but I'm always looking for ways to improve who I am, who the Most High Yah, the Most High God, created me to be. And with inside of that, and this is that sidebar, I felt the need that I was tired of living in a space that still had some residual effects and some residue of yesteryear, yesterday, and who I was, and really wanting to separate from that to be all that my Elohim created me to be. And even when it came down to just my name, I even examined all of that. It went really deep for me. And for me, it took part in a change of name. I wanted something so great, so significant, that even my name, that it reflected what was being done with inside of my personal life, my spiritual life, everything that was being revealed to me. So as I'm going through that, and because this is the first show of this year, I did introduce myself, as my guests have known me, as you know me, as Carrie, Coach Carrie. That is who I am. That is my name. It is my birth name. But in this new space and where I'm transitioning with inside of my life and writing new chapters, it came with a name change. It's not bizarre. It happens, and it's Kamaya. And it is my name from my culture, my cultural name, and it does mean cherished by Yah, cherished by my Elohim. So it is a name. My cultural name is very important to me. It has so much significance, and it's also a name that when used by very, very close friends, they're trying to get a point across, you know, trying to make sure you understand what we're trying to say, Kamaya. So, nevertheless, let me just jump right in this time that we have left, and I want to give you some tips. When we're talking about, you know, living this life where every single day I'm living it with intention, I'm living to be more inspired, fulfilled, and I want to be encouraged too. So not just every day, but that E, I need to be encouraged, Kamaya. I need that, you know, and we all do. So I want to talk to you about this space of how we talk to other people, how we even talk to ourselves, because whenever, again, let's go back to what I said in the very beginning, I'm talking about a plan, a master plan, this design that's way beyond me, who I am, and, you know, my Elohim tells me that the thoughts and the plans that he has for me, that I can't even wrap my mind around it, I can't even fathom or contain that. So how is it that I can, on a daily basis, figure out what I'm going to do for my life if I can't even figure out the ideas of what he has? But I'm trying to at least get in sync so that I can walk with him in this life to be fulfilled here, and knowing I'm fulfilling my purpose that he originally gave to me from the foundations of the earth, as I said, as we first started this conversation. I hope you are following me. Because how I conversate with me, my internal dialogue, how I conversate with others, how I interpretate others is going to assist me greatly as I navigate on this journey, because I've got to ensure that whose voice am I hearing in my ear? Am I hearing my own voice? Am I hearing the voices of other people? Am I hearing voices that possibly are coming from a yesteryear, from a place of trauma? Am I hearing voices that really are just total imaginary because they're rooted in fantasy? And I've wanted to believe something so, so, so much that I've actually begun the process of self-hypnosis, and now I believe my own hype or the hype of other people, and I'm having a very difficult time with being able to communicate and navigate because of all this other nonsense. It sounds wild, but I've had enough conversations in coaching, in a coaching context, to know that people are afraid. People are living with fear. People are living in some very anxious places. People know how to wear the right mask in the right season, and from the right people, so that they can just survive. But I don't know about you, it's we're kind of done with the whole survive thing, and we're thriving, and that's where we want to stay. Just right there, you know? Most of us know the story of Adam and Eve, and that there, that's where our fall began, right there. That's where, when we talk about the lack of communication and communicating with inside of me, what am I hearing? Whose voice am I hearing? And then someone else's voice, what they're saying, does that really measure up to what it is that I think I know, that I believe that I know, what I was told to do, not to do? I refer you back to Genesis 1 and revisit the story of Eve and the serpent and the conversation that took place. And then begin to critically ask questions on that conversation in which she had with the serpent, with what happened, the context of everything. Now, we're not trying to say that there was fault that was blamed here or there, but somewhere there was a communication breakdown. The way we communicate with others and with ourselves ultimately determines the quality of our lives. That's why communication is so important. Your failure or success is contingent on how well you communicate with others, but especially how you communicate with you, that internal dialogue. I want to give you, as I said, just very quickly four keys that I think that are going to assist you when it comes to the area of communication, whether it's communicating with other people or even that communication that you're doing internally, because all of us have some broken communication at times with ourselves. Anytime you get to feeling kind of down in the dumps, feeling a little blue, feeling a little depressed, feeling a little sad, a little anxious, you get to future tripping, and that's the whole concept of you are so focused about your future and planning and making arrangements for the future that you are failing to be present. You're not here today. Future tripping. You're doing way too much in the future, or you're too much in the past. And then you begin to think about that. Believe me, that affects how you speak to yourself and even the words that are coming out of your mouth and the atmosphere in which you're creating in your home. So we want to make sure that the time that I'm spending with you, that I'm doing this, that I'm giving you keys that are going to help you to maximize the purpose and the potential inside of your life so that you can fall in line with the rest of the body to know what your part is to be effective, because you are so needed at such a time as this. I guess that's a call for you to go look into the book of Esther as well too. Chapter 4, understanding her position and why, who she was, and the position and the process that she had to go through for the purpose of the calling, which ultimately is where we are today. I truly believe that. Again, going back to that urgency of why, at the top of this week, we finna do some soul talk. We're going to do soul talk this Friday at 1. Join me if you can, because it is that serious. Whenever we're bringing so much awareness to different areas and yet we're not really seeing the results that we want to see, then we need to, where's the tools? Where's the practical application? And so that's what we're doing, practical application, so that I can effectively communicate with other people to get my point across, to get across what it is that I need to say, what I want to say, what maybe I've been afraid to say. Maybe I just didn't know the right words. I didn't have the skill set. We're gonna learn how to do that. We're going to learn how to, not only with other people, but how do I talk to me? How do I create the boundaries that I even need so that when I'm talking to myself, I know how to stop myself and put myself in check so that I don't allow myself to push myself into that black hole that ultimately takes me into that pit of despair. And I hope that makes sense to you. So we're going to dive in, and we're going to just, and like you say, we're going to dive in. I'm just so full with, there's just so much information, you know, to provide, and I'm so grateful to the Most High that he pressed me and I listened. So first, we're going to go with our first tip. You got to learn how to listen effectively. Most of us don't know how to listen. That's just number one. We do a lot of talking, and we don't do a lot of listening. I believe most of us have heard, as we were growing up, you got two ears and one mouth. It's for a reason. you know, that those little home training cliche tips, things that our parents would say, they got meaning and so needed. So when we talk about listening, let's just do, when you look at just a basic definition, I'm really big on definitions. Dictionary.com says that listen is defined as to give attention with ear and attend closely for the purpose of hearing, to give ear. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit more in detail of what listening effectively means. But I want you to take this week and this time to even think about, what does that mean? Because if I don't know how to listen effectively, how can I hear the voice of my Creator to even tell me who I am, where He wants me to be, at what time, what season, if I don't even know how to hear, if I don't understand what listening even looks like? So we're going to break down the word listen a little bit more to learn how to be effective in our listening. Thank you for joining me. This half an hour went by so fast. I look forward to next week with you guys, and you come back for some more soul talk so that we can heal the mind, the body, the spirit, and the soul, because it is all connected. Thank you for joining me for some holistic soul talk. It is I, Kamaya, ready to inspire you to live a life filled with purpose and intention, and live your life to the feel inspired and fulfilled every day. Shalom. And because it is Friday, Shabbat Shalom, Mishpacha. Until next week, blessings.